Go to our next guest. Having a ripper year is Tom Lynch. He's brought to us by Harvey Norman Outlet, the big green building at 309 South Road. Tommy, thanks for your time.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, is it your 50th AFL game this weekend?
Yes, it is.
Congratulations.
How long did that take, Tommy?
During the week? What's that?
How long did that take?
Fair while.
Now, how long, seriously, since your first game?
This is my seventh year.
Mm. How good
is
that?
So it's certainly taken time, but I really didn't probably start playing until I got over here in Adelaide.
Tom, you're having a super consistent year. We said that in the intro. You're playing an important role. How are you enjoying that amongst the team?
Yeah, I'm just, you touched on it before, right? I'm just, rapt to be back playing footy with this group. And, obviously last year I didn't have a lucky year with injury at all. But, just super excited to be back playing with the boys and really enjoying my footy.
Let's talk about the team. In the view of the coaches and the playing group, on the weekend, super frustrating that first half. But is the glass half full or half empty for you, Tom?
Oh, definitely half full, Rolly. I think, as you said, it's super frustrating. It's frustrating for us as well. We didn't obviously want to go out there with that plan to play from behind all day and then run over them in the last quarter. But, we had super belief that we were going to be able to go out there in that last quarter and get the job done. But, some of our game plan and indicators we would have liked to have displayed for four quarters, but that's sort of just how the game went.
Now, Tommy, I'm going to put you on the spot. We're live and interactive. We're getting a few texts coming through, and I know you'll answer this honestly, all right? You ready?
Yep.
Brett has sent this through. He says, "Hello, gents. Next time you speak with Crows coaching staff or a player, and that happens to be you, can you ask whether Tex currently has osteitis pubis? I have heard from a very good source close to him that he currently has this serious groin injury and receives painkillers before every game, which clearly explains his lack of kicking penetration, especially early in the games. Was advised that only other option for him was to get over this, would take 3 to 4 months out of the game and let it recover, which Tex or the coaching staff don't wish to do. That goes on, blah, blah, blah." That's from Brett. Does he have a groin problem?
No.
To the best of your knowledge, or categorically no?
No.
Good. Well, that's good news then. So, Brett, there you go. You've heard it straight from one of his teammates.
Brett, he was carrying a bloody corky to his hip flexor and his thigh. He had a single bed mattress.
No, but he's saying that he's been carrying this for quite a few weeks and getting injections. Okay. So once the rumour mill gets going,
on the head. Tom, let's talk about the game. Their two ruckmen looked to upset you guys early. They had Martin and Leuenberger getting to the contest and two to the contest. Once you got on top of that, the method around that contest was better. But did it worry you guys earlier?
I'm not exactly sure if that that specifically was hurting us, but there was a number of areas, and especially, their run and carry and the way they were able to get out of the back in those first three quarters were really hurting us. I think they played a super game, their ruckman, as I feel Sam did as well. So, I felt like they ebbed and flowed with the dominance on who was getting on top during the game. But, in the end, when it mattered in that last quarter, I felt like we got great leadership from Sam and Scotty Thompson and Patrick in the middle of the ground. So, I'm not sure what to put it down to in those first, it was probably half as well, because I felt like the third quarter things started to turn for us. We just weren't able to get the scoreboard impact that we were hoping.
Crockies, their leg speed killed us, Tom.
Yeah, I think, you certainly look to be a lot quicker when you're moving the ball like that as well. So, we'd obviously like to rectify that and change that earlier on in the game, but we slowly worked them over. And as I said, I think we did start to get on top in that third quarter. We just weren't able to, get a score. I think we had 9 scoring shots for only 2 goals. And, not kicking those goals obviously hurt us and kept us about 4 goals down going into the last quarter.
What is the go there with the kicking, Tom?
Yeah, look, it's something we're, looking to improve on each week, and we're doing, a lot of work to try and get better at. But, it just hasn't been able to turn for us, the last few months. So, the last quarter we looked pretty good with our ball movement, our kicking, and so hopefully we can take that into this week's game.
How deflating is it where you bust your guts, your method and ball use is brave. I hate that word in footy, but everyone uses it. You get at the forward line, you're 30 out directly in front, you miss it. 8 set shots at goal missed in that first half, and most of them, Tom, were kickable. How deflating is it as a player?
I'm not sure if it's deflating. I think, it's a tough one because, as you said, you work so hard to get it there, and you know, as AFL players, we should definitely knock those ones over. But, you know, I think with these that you're so set, everyone's so organised and set up to be ready that if it is a behind, and we certainly felt like, and we're very confident after half time in terms of, you know, we felt like we're getting on top. So, you know, we thought that, okay, we missed this one, maybe we can get the next one. We certainly feel like we're playing the game in our half. So we certainly felt like there was plenty of time to rectify those mistakes. And, you know, luckily in the end, we were able to change that around in the last quarter. And there's some big goals, set shots, kicked from, as I said, a couple of our leaders. You know, Eddie Best kicked a very important goal. As did Tex in that last quarter, you know, from 50. Just went back and slotted it. So, you know, that's super important, you know, in those critical stages.
Yeah. And hit me on the head here and be welcome to do so, Tom. In the first half when we called the game, I was so frustrated. It felt like the Crows were playing just reactive footy. And I went back to the Hawthorn game in my head. They planned to attack you guys from the first bounce, get on the front foot, take the crowd out of it, and they did. And I thought Brisbane did the same. I'm not saying your work rate, your intent, your want, your willingness for the contest. It is always there. That is not the question. But one team, Brisbane, on the weekend's start was far better than yours. It looked like their intent was better, and they got the jump on you guys, and you guys were reactive to that. Has that got anything to do with the starts? Somehow just come out, be aggressive. I don't know what the hell you got to do, Tom, but it was frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, you're spot on, Ro. We don't like to give, you know, teams a four-goal head start. That's certainly not what we're after. So it's something that we've got to rectify and change quickly because you know, as it gets to the pointy end of the season and some really important games over the next month and two, if we're giving teams four goals head start, it's really gonna hurt us, and it's gonna be tough to come back from. So, you know, it's something we're looking to you know, change and turn around. But as you said, our intent and efforts, we feel as you can be, you know, highly unquestioned. We've just got to, you know, critique a couple of areas. And hopefully we can turn that around.
Now, Big shot me down in the 5AA commentary because we spoke about this after the game. As he does, Tommy, you know what he's like with me. Treats me like a little
kid. I do know what Big's like. I'm glad he's having a holiday, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got a week off and Kimbo's in the chair. Oh. But he needed a break, Tommy. Got to get some sun on his back. We know that. But I said this to Bix. I said, Bix, the first two games of the year, the Crows attacked North Melbourne from the first to the last bounce.
And Collingwood.
Attacked Collingwood from the first to the last bounce. So for me, as an observer, okay, I know it's there, but it hasn't really been only in fits and starts since that. So why? The answer to that is why. It's there. Why can't you do it?
Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, we're trying to answer those questions ourselves at times, but, I mean, I think everyone's always looking for that for a four-quarter performance, and we're no different. So, you know, we've shown that we're more than capable to deliver on that, but, yeah, as you said, last few games we just haven't been able to, you know, do that consistently enough. So I don't know. I know one thing, that we're training really hard, and we're working really hard to try and to change that. So you know, hopefully in the next few weeks we can really put a four quarter effort, you know, not just for us but for our fans as well, because you know, we know that we're more than capable.
Is the game plan too complicated? Are you thinking about that too much?
No, definitely not. Everyone's very clear on, you know, what Phil and the coaches expect of each player, but also the team as well. So, no, that's certainly not the case at all.
Knock me down with a feather. I wasn't expecting anything else but that answer, but that's some of the texts that are coming through. Here's another one that you won't be able to answer. Can you ask T-shirt Tommy if the Crows can force Geelong to the trade table for Paddy Dangerfield, and can they get Motlop and a first-round draft pick? Do you think the Crows could give that pick plus our first-round pick to Essendon for Jake Carlisle? Crows need a fullback. Would T-shirt Tommy be happy with that? Cheers from Mark in Tasmania.
Are you serious?
Well, that's
that
the question.
That was complicated for me. I lost you very early when you said
so did
going,
I.
So.
Well, that answers the first question. You can't cancel the game plan then if you got confused with that one, Tommy.
Oh, well, I've got confused with that. The game plan is not as difficult as that question, but
I'll give you an easier one. I'll give you an easier one.
I'll say this. All I know is we'd love Paddy to stay at the club, and I haven't really got much more to say than that. So
no, I thought so.
Well,
I just know one thing: that we'd love him to stay, and I'm a close friend of Pat, and I know I'd love him to stay too.
Now, here's some texts that have been coming through as well, and that's in regards to the Crows winning their first SANFL showdown and against the Magpies by 20 points. What's the club policy there? There's a stack of texts have come through from supporters saying they were so pleased to see so many of the senior players there. Is it club policy that you have to go, and how often do you go to games?
The obviously scheduling makes it a bit difficult at times to be able to get down to the state league games, and we flew back in the afternoon on the weekend, so that was made things a little bit difficult. But we certainly like to get to as many games as we can. You know, we're all teammates and we're one club, so everyone goes to support each other, and that's just how we operate. Yeah,
Tom, I was disappointed for Rory Sloane again. Fractured his cheekbone, the poor fella.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. You guys know Rory well, and it can be nothing more than shattered for him. But, the good thing is that hopefully it won't be too long. He's went in for scans this afternoon, and, they'll determine, the length or how long he'll be out for. But, yeah, we know that whatever the lengthy period will be, you'll work super hard to get back. And we've got great confidence when Rory gets back, he'll be super for us.
And Brad Crouch is the other one. He's had scans on his foot. We'll know the detail of that tomorrow. Crikey, this lad's unlucky.
Yeah, he's been very unlucky this year. As you said, I think he had scans as well today, and they'll assess what is the extent of his injury. But, yeah, he can't take a break at the minute. But I think, got to be still optimistic. I think there's plenty of time in the season to go, and if we can get those two back, it'll be super important for our second half of the year.
And Geelong on Sunday, there's no easy game, and this one's going to be a cracker, Tom. I know it's a fair way off. You'll start planning for it early in the week, but Geelong, beat them, opens right up for you, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly. It's a huge game for us, and really can set our season up. So I think we're just in the eight at the minute, and we need to sort of start separating ourselves, and we're starting to play a few teams around where we're at the next month. So, they'll be... I think they had a really good win over here when they played Port last time. So, it's important that we get off to a good start, as you said, and hopefully we can have a good win in front of a huge crowd.
What do you get for 50 games? You won't get a big better. Will you get a piece of crepe paper or something? T-shirt?
I think my mum will just give me a big kiss and a hug. So,
oh, she's lovely too, your mum.
Oh, yeah. I think that's all I'll get. She is very lovely. I think that's all I'll get. So,
brilliant.
Yeah, I'm just hopefully I can play another 50 for this great club.
You know what? I'd take that. Yeah. Mum, give me a big hug. I'd take that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll get a warm round of applause. I know that. Final question. There's been a lot of talk about sledging with Sam Mitchell and Essendon. Are Essendon fair game, and do you think it's okay?
I don't really have any comment with that, but I just wouldn't do it myself. So, I'll just leave it at that.
Well, there you go. You do have a comment. Tommy, as
well
always.
Well done, Tommy.
Yeah, we love having a chat to you. All the best on Sunday. We'll be covering that game, and let's hope you can kick five on your 50th.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good one.